fear is overrunning the minds of some Christians as politics run high and morality seems to run low. And halfway across the world, kids are learning for the first time how important the priority of love is. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We've got the stories to make you want to pray, give, or go. Our first story, unless you've been under a rock, the United States is in full swing on the political season. U.S. citizens consider this presidential election a major hinge point for our nation's cultural future. While some stand unwavering behind their candidate of choice, others claim they've been forced to choose the lesser of two evils. In evangelical circles, it's become a major moral dilemma. Carl Muller of Biblica reminds Christians, significant change is made in hearts, and hopes are unmet when they're based on man.
As Christian followers of Jesus Christ, as evangelicals who are committed first and foremost to his gospel, our hope is found not in the political process, but it's found in God's word, and it's found in God's will.
Just to be clear, Mueller's not suggesting Christians abandon voting at all. But it's important to be informed about who you're voting for. We need to start in the right place, and that isn't the internet. It's not the news either. It's the Bible.
Then when we're invested in the political process, we'll actually be able to have something of value that we bring to that process.
A new constitution, political infighting, and a rocky economy are some of the issues being faced in Nepal, a landlocked country that's still recovering from an earthquake that killed hundreds and left thousands homeless just a year ago. Mission Aviation Fellowship Stan Unruh spoke with us about the nation's treacherous countryside and how it actually limits the recovery.
We flew hundreds of thousands of kilos of freight up one particular valley that's 8 or 9 minute flight. That was a 2 day trek up there with a mule train. There's no road up there, but the mules couldn't handle the large sheets of tin and the plywood. And so we would load it into a sling and sling 1,000 pounds up the valley in an 8 minute shuttle up there and bring it back.
MAF supports the work of the Great Commission, but right now the contract to shuttle building supplies for that partner has actually ended. But the needs for recovering from the Nepal quake continue. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Northern Hemisphere is warming up, which means that SOAR International's summer outreach ministries in Russia are just around the corner. Joanna Mangione with SOAR says,
the first is an internship. We developed this one in partnership with the Transition Home in Ryazan, Russia. From there, we then have a team coming into a city near Moscow, and they'll be teaching an English intensive course for the kids and adults in that area.
SOAR's also holding an English camp in midsummer. But as standalones, these ministries are useless.
The biggest thing that I've come to learn, the culture as a whole, is their value of real relationships and sincerity.
But these ministries help build relationships that last longer than just a few weeks. And it's through these relationships that the gospel's shared. Will you pray for what's going on in these summer ministries? Pray for their success, God's provision, and for relationships and the gospel to flourish. And finally, quilting bees and the gospel. What's the connection? MNN's Lindsay Koh actually tells us more.
Global Aid Network, also known as GAIN, is getting ready to pack. When they do it, it's a serious operation. Next month, they're gearing up to pack supplies heading for Syria's refugees. They'll be putting refugee kits together containing food, clothing, shoes, medicine, tents, and blankets. But those blankets are being put together by the quilters, hence a quilting bee. This week, teams are going assembly line style with the kits needed to really get things moving. Fabric squares, thread, you know, sewing stuff. And all that's needed are the hands that put it all together. Last year, 1,500 people gathered in GAIN's Logistics Center in Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. Not only did they pack these supplies, they prayed over them too, because the people handing them out are the hands and feet of Christ. There's still time to get involved. Look for the links at our website. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. Sign up for it for free. Just go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories that you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.